World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
And you want why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Am I the only one here tonight? Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks they're taking all the good we got? Turn it back. Hell, I'll be damned. I think I'm turning into my old man. Am I the only one willing to bleed? Take a bullet for being free? Screaming, what the fuck at my TV for telling me? Yeah, are you telling me that I'm the only one willing to fight for my love, the red and white and the blue? Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of old glory come undone. Am I the only one not brainwashed, making my way through the land of the lost, who still gives a shit and worries about his kids as he try to undo all the things he did? Am I the only one? Can't take no more screaming. If you don't like it, there's the fucking door. Save the freedom we've been fighting for. It was something more. Yeah, it was something more. Am I the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue? Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of old glory come undone. I'm not the only one. I can't be the only one. Am I the only one? Quit singing along every time they play a Springsteen song. Am I the only one sitting here? Still holding on, holding back my tears for the ones who paid with the lives they gave. God bless the USA. I'm not the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue. Burning on the ground, another statue's coming. Thank you. I'm not the only one. I can't be the only one.
So I'd be lying to you if I didn't say that come to you today with a heavy heart. You know, most of you, those of you who don't know, Pastor Bill Dunphy was sentenced to 2.5 years. The government is destroying his family. Do you get it? 2.5 years away from his wife, away from his children, away from his grandchildren. And dare he have any spiritual impact in that community? They got to lock him up, baby. There before the grace of God go I. Oh, I got a lot to talk about this morning. I know we got to get to communion. I want you to understand the spirit that I'm coming to you this morning. This is real. My buddy Cal Zastro getting ready to go to jail. Eva Edel getting ready to go to jail. Corey Zastro, Jimmy Zastro. Want me to run down the list? Of people being arrested in the United States of America. Christians being arrested over something that's not even a crime. It's not even a crime. See, in order for there to be a crime, there has to be a victim. Hey, friends, the government isn't a victim. The government isn't a victim. It's a government of, by, and for the people. The government cannot be a victim. And every person, I know the FBI is watching. I know they monitor it every day. The Constitution guarantees us the right to peaceably assemble and petition our government on a redress of grievances. And they can say everything they want to about whether Coach Dave here is inciting a riot. If Betty goes and does something, she does it on her own. She doesn't do it because I incited her to do it.
That's right.
She made the choice on her own. Everyone who went and did what they did at the Capitol did it on their own. Bill Dunphy didn't make them do it. There is no crime against government. Do you understand that, friends? But there are. There are. They've made crimes against the government. Enforced by the government. In front of government judges. And government FBI. And government this and government that and government that. Government cannot be a victim. We don't get it. Say it again. Bill Dunphy never broke one law. Oh, wait a minute. He broke a law that protects the government from the people. Maybe he broke one of those laws. Can somebody right now show me one victim of Bill Dunphy's crime? Somebody show me one victim. No. Don't say he incited something. So here's the victim. No. Show me. Words are not weapons. Somebody show me one victim from Bill Dunphy. I want to get to. Joe will get there. Hang with me. I got to get this off my chest, brother. Hang with me a second. Hey, Spencer, pull up a hit piece. The The government media complex. Beware the government media complex. No, that's it. That's it. I use that term lightly. Hope the judge is watching. Judge, I hope you see this. What kind of man of God would do that? Ohio pastor who used bullhorn. Oh, he used a bullhorn to incite a mob, sentenced to prison immediately. What? Hey, Betty, what's his weapon? What's his weapon?
His Bible.
A bullhorn? A bullhorn. A bullhorn. 2.5 years in prison. Scroll on down a minute. I want you to see something else down there. Make it a little bigger. Federal judge sentenced Ohio pastor to 2.5 years in prison Thursday in order for him to report immediately for using a bullhorn. Folks, there's the charge. There's the charge. What did he do? Used a bullhorn. And by the way, the mob that was incited was done intentionally as an inside job, friends. Dunphy is a pastor of New Beginnings. He was identified in part because of the jacket he wore, his own jacket. He appeared in court on for the sentencing of Judge Reggie Walton. He ain't no judge. He ain't no judge. He ain't no judge. Separation of church and state, Reggie Walton says. And then he says, what kind of man of God would do that, sir? What's Reggie Walton doing judging a Christian man? But we're not supposed to judge. So evidently, Reggie Walton has some opinion of what Christianity is supposed to be, yet he doesn't follow it.
Boom.
That right there, that ought to be grounds for an overturning of a verdict. By the way, Bill Dunphy told me he spent over $100,000 to come to this. Dunphy faced a recommended sentence between 18 and 24 months. But Walton varied it up to 30 months. Reggie gave him more because Reggie Walton doesn't like Christians. He ordered him to serve 3 years of supervised release and pay $10,000 fine and $2,000 in restitution. Although Walton was not required to order Dunphy immediately detained, he chose to do so. Saying he believed in the current political climate, he was a potential danger to the community. I've done ministry with Bill Dunphy for 20 years. Never once saw him ever break the law. Never once saw him ever harm anyone else. When he's in Washington, D.C., he did nobody any harm.
Amen.
Dunphy will be held at the D.C. gulag until they assign him a spot in a federal facility. Hang on, when I'm done. We'll get you communion, Joe. I'm sorry. Federal prosecutors had sought 4 years for Dunphy. Can somebody name his crime? Can somebody name a victim? Anybody name a victim other than the government? Can anybody name a victim? One victim. One person show up and said, I did that because... No. In fact, he wasn't even allowed to put on a defense. $100,000 worth. Federal prosecutors had sought 4 years in prison, saying, unlike many other rioters who eventually wound up at the Capitol on January 6th, he didn't attend the Stop the Steal rally at the Ellipse. Instead, he went straight to the east side of the building, where he used a bullhorn to whip the crowd into a frenzy. Yeah, that crowd that Nancy Pelosi hired to be there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fight for Trump chants imperial. He led protesters fight for Trump chants and periodically turned his attention to the police. Scroll down. Who he demanded allow the crowd past barricades into the steps of the Capitol. Woo! I want somebody help me yet. Anybody got a victim for me yet? Anybody got a victim for me yet? Anybody got a victim for me yet? And it says some of the things Dunphy said. Scroll on down. Mr. Police Officers, we want you to understand, blah, 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 blah. We're not against you. That's all he said. We're not against you. We want to get to the steps. Go ahead. Go on down. Prosecutor said Dunphy also sent an associate on his behalf to approach members of the Proud Boys in an unsuccessful effort to recruit them to breach the barricade. That's all a lie. And according to the Justice Department sentencing memo, Dunphy said Dunphy and the unidentified men were associated through Past Assault Ministries, a group founded by former high school football coach, Republican congressional candidate, and long-time right-wing activist who encourages Christians to step into the cultural war. Dobbenmeyer, who also founded a related group called Salt and Light Brigade, has not been charged in connection with the riot. You believe this?
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. Somebody show me a victim. Anybody got any victims for me yet? Did Bill Dunphy make anybody do anything? Their own volition, their own free will? Friends, the criminals are within the building. I'm going to get some more of this here. But I'm going to tip it over to Joe because we're going to do communion and I'm going to come back with some more stuff. Go ahead, Joe. Somebody show me
Thank
a victim.
Thank you, Coach.
Hey, Jesus Christ is a victim. There's a victim. By the way, once again, government overstepping its bounds. Crucifying a man who wasn't even under their authority. Jesus wasn't a Roman. Romans had no authority over him. Federal government has no authority over Bill Dunphy, over me, over you. Our rights are granted by God. God granted rights. Go ahead, Joe.
For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth.
He is the end of the law. Christ is the end of the law. Not what they did in Washington, D.C. Not what the Congress has cooked up. Not what Merrick Garland is doing. No. Christ is the end of the law.
For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth these things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach.
Amen.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with gratitude in our hearts for this day and for this unconventional congregation, and that you've seen fit that our hearts are beating and our lungs are full. But Lord, we also come to you with lots of other things and feelings and thoughts in our hearts and minds. You know what we are feeling and thinking. You, this country that has a compact with the Lord our God, formed over 400 years ago, that what we have become. We are a mockery of what our founding fathers built and established. And all of these lies in the courts and in our just us system, Lord, it's shocking to the conscience. And so we know that only you, God, only you can fix this. This game doesn't belong to the enemy. It's yours, Lord. You can tip over the table and start it again. It's yours, Lord. We don't know what is happening behind the scenes, God. All of us here know that things are happening, and there's two powerful sides in an unseen, unheard battle. And Pastor Dunphy is one of the casualties of this, Lord. His family, his friends, congregation, himself, they're all casualties of this unjust battle going forward, where speech has become a crime. So, Lord, we ask you to reinstate our First Amendment so that we do not have to, so that others don't have to resort to the second. Restore the first, Lord. Restore our country. Wake up those who are asleep. And we remember that we are ambassadors of Christ. We need to remember to be and act as he would and did act. There was a time where he turned over the tables in the temple. And the other times he loved his enemies. It's hard for us to understand. So we ask that you send the Holy Spirit to guide us in these days and to comfort all those affected by the injustice of an unrighteous government and ungodly creation of man and the enemy that is taking over all the seats of power in this once great nation. But we ask too that also that we remember we are Christ's ambassadors and to do what he would do. And we thank you for communion that we are remembering today. We ask you to bless this bread and drink representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, everybody.
So Pastor Bill Dunphy does his spiritual duty, does his patriotic duty, and his wife wakes up alone in bed today. And his grandchildren see their grandpa taken away for 2.5 years. He never broke a law. The government cannot make a law to protect itself, because the government is us. We are the government. And Bill Dunphy incited a riot. This must be a very, very powerful man. If he can somehow, with a bullhorn, how many people are locked up? Thousands of men. Are they locked up because Bill Dunphy was on a bullhorn exercising his God-given? No. Exercising his duty. He did his duty. I'll show you that here in a second. He did his duty. You say, what are you telling him, Coach? He did his duty. Oh, really? Pull up number eight. The Declaration of Independence says we have the right to overthrow the government. What's it say? Pull it up there for me. The idea, the Declaration says that when a long train of abuses and usurpations, you guys know what a usurpation is? A usurpation is when you usurp an authority, when you take something that doesn't belong to you and you use it. A usurpation. When a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty. Bill Dunphy doing his duty. To throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Can somebody tell me how what he did was a crime? Who's the victim? Who was harmed? The government was harmed? How's the government get harmed? It's the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. The government isn't Nancy Pelosi and Judge, whatever this judge's name is. Say, okay, Coach, you're beating the horse, you're beating the